Well, hello again. It's me again, your spiritual crash test dummy. Welcome to PRQ, Project Review with Q. Let's see if we can get some work done today. Very, very, very proud to be a participant with you. Thank you so much for following and observing so much information coming at you so fast. And that'll be some of the items I work on today. I believe I have permission to go ahead and take calls today. PBS Radio is tenacious, but very busy too. So bear with us. We do our best here. And I thank you so much for engaging me again and again and again and again. You'll start seeing the material is going to get richer and richer and richer and more advanced. If you haven't noticed, you can use the modeling of for the people.space webpage, for the spirit.space, and you'll see the evolution of what we might call true disclosure. And it's a lot, and I'm aware, and I want to be here throughout the process because I've done this, and or at least have my memories back, and I've done this many times. When you look at this new material that's on for the people.space, just know incredible work went into putting that and great care. I'll have PRQ updates at the end of this communications today. Significant information will continue now more and more. But it's real important that we all get savvy and educated on what and how we work, and that means you, how we understand ourselves and how we're recognizing ourselves more and more. And it's an unbelievable experience, and you'll never get tired of it once you recognize it. And I thank you so much for recognizing yourselves. My great love to you all. I'm going to go ahead and take calls today, is my understanding. And before I do that, I want to get you some information so it helps you through ascension, because we can see the volume of people. The attrition rate of people are really growing, and we can see the volume of people who are not. And then we can see the volume of clones and misdirection and biosphere interaction that we may not prefer. The one item I want to start with today is to be of service to you, is what you call in the English language tinnitus. What is tinnitus? So I'm going to just rip through a generic medical summary of what tinnitus is, and then I'll show you what tinnitus actually is. And this is directly to associate you with understanding yourself as you go through the ascension process. What is tinnitus based on this medical summary on a very, very normal modern medical webpage? This is what tinnitus is described as. If you have ringing or other strange noises in your ears, I don't know if I should laugh or keep reading this. If you have ringing or other strange noises in your ears, you might have tinnitus. People with tinnitus hear sounds that aren't actually being made around them. There are two main types of tinnitus: subjective tinnitus, which only you can hear; objective tinnitus, which your doctor can also hear. Objective tinnitus can be caused by noise coming from a blood vessel in your head or neck. I don't know if I can read. I have a tough time reading the English language as it is. Or it could come from the joint that connects the jaw to your skull. Up to 1 in 5 people have tinnitus at some point in their life. Tinnitus is more common in older adults. Tinnitus can come and go or you might experience it all the time. Some people find their tinnitus is an irritation they can learn to live with. For others, it can be very distressing. What are the symptoms of tinnitus? Tinnitus is sometimes known as ringing in the ears. But if you have the condition, you might hear humming sounds, hissing, whistling, clicking, roaring, whooshing, or buzzing. The noise can be faint or loud, can occur in one of both ears. Sometimes the noise may feel like a sensation in your head. All right, so let's cut the bullshit. All right, when you feel your spirit coming in through your body because you've been degraded so much, this is the beginning of you getting more of your abilities, getting more of your capabilities and understanding you. So that noise, it's predominantly on the left side of your head. That is that white noise that you're hearing right now is not tinnitus. So don't let anyone bullshit you that there's such thing as tinnitus. So one of the reasons the medical industry favored this, they know you're going to get your abilities back. They know that they won't really know the degree you're going to get them back. Again, don't blame the people that work in the medical industry. Blame the people who produced the definitions and engineering around symptoms, solutions, etc. People that aren't around anymore, but we keep endorsing the medical industry. Anyway, what you're seeing there is the spirit is as it comes, the conscious. This is how Source works. It's going to get into you some way, somehow, and you're going to connect back to you some way, somehow. So don't worry about the mechanics. Just know you're going to get it. So that volume of light that's coming into you, you can hear it, feel it, and see it. So just because you can only hear it right now is proof to my summaries for the last couple of years. You've been degraded, and so now you're just starting to get more of it back into you if you're only at the level of hearing it. So when you lay yourself down to sleep, there's like this background noise in your head. And sometimes it sounds like somebody's giving you some words. What it's going to turn into is universal knowledge. There'll not be one thing you don't know. You'll know everything about everyone. This is how the PRQ team works too, is we don't necessarily need to communicate. We already know what each other's working on, and that's how we're helping you too. So as long as you keep pumping the projects in, we're going to get it because we can deal with the volume. You just got to keep sending keep your subscriptions up so we can contact you. Just keep everything going. Never stop sending us projects. The way the spirit comes and recognizes itself, it starts recognizing itself through sound and harmonics and frequency. And so what you're going to get is an expansion on that noise. That noise is now going to turn into material information, and then it's going to turn into visual information. So you're going to know things through harmonics, and which you'll translate into visuality. So everything after spirit is after spirit and or consciousness. So just play with it, feel it. The more you pay attention to it, the more you're going to get. And that's why I have always suggested, speak to it. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. You are Source. You are God. Don't let anybody trick you into believing in anything outside of yourself, especially numerology and or people with identity. So remember, you don't have identity before you get in this body. It's my great passion to keep working on that for all of us, is you're free to be whatever you want. The past is gone. And now just live an inspired life. And maybe it's okay to have a beer. Maybe it's okay to go bowling. Maybe it's okay to have a lot of fun here. And don't worry about what's happened. Let's just work on what we want to have happen. And thank you for the callers I've called in. I'm sorry it's taken me a while to get through my dissertation. But anyway, I hope that helps is in regards to tinnitus and how you recognize yourself. All right, so I only have a few minutes here. We have someone calling from Georgia. Is our cenote Atlantis that has been sunk? Let's see. This is, I think it's Leia. Is our cenote Atlantis that has been sunk? Go ahead, Leia. What you got?
Yes, I am with Carrie's group. Questions for the Houston. And
please keep them coming. And who's making the Houston? I want one of you guys to make me the Houston big wheel. Remember big wheels when you're a kid? We got to have a Houston. Mm-hmm. Let's call it the Houston instead of the big wheel.
You know, I saw a lot. I saw an adult size big wheel, and I don't know if it was like a true thing that out there now, and I remember you mentioning it, but I saw it on some social media.
Yeah. Very good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so is our entire cenote Atlantis that has been sunk?
Yeah, that one's tough. I got a little bit of wind. Sorry about this. Because I'm outside playing around. So you could argue a very strong portion that statement's correct, but because the delineation of time, I would say it's fractured. Fractured would be correct, yes.
Hmm.
So you had, if you kind of, so where are you located, in Georgia?
Yes.
All right, let's look at, so don't get too hung up on planetary physicality. That'll be your first mistake, because you're creating with the planet the reality of the geography. So if you didn't know where Georgia was, you wouldn't know, there wouldn't be a Georgia. Pretty tricky, huh? So if you don't know where Florida is, you wouldn't know Florida. You would just work with the planet. You would just walk amongst all of the fauna and the geography, and then you would believe and know, recognize that Florida exists. Well, that's why I'm doing my best to explain fractionalization, is you don't believe Atlantis exists anymore. Well, I know it. Atlantis still exists, but you're relating it to a land mass and or a region, a location where I don't. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So was there incredible wars that destroyed Atlantis? Absolutely. And other places. But it's because we're assessing and or believing that happened and or remember it. We talk about it. A lot of that goes into our incredible capability of creating universal realities. So that's how powerful you are. If you know that Atlantis is right next door, you could go there. Not to say that it didn't get attacked, but that's more or less how it works. Yep.
Wow. That makes sense.
Anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I have another question. You mentioned, you and Mermaid mentioned creating the twin flame model. I'm wondering who created this version of human, and was it built around the scope or copied from the scope of yours and Mermaid's model? Can you expound upon that?
Okay, so when you say model, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm looking at it as, okay, the twin flame model being the idea of what, you know, a twin flame relationship is. So now when we look at who created this version of human, was this all part of the same creation? Was this version of human created by others? And was there like a copy of another creation? Like, can you expound upon that?
Yeah, so thank you very much. That's an outstanding and very advanced question and gleans into how fast we're going. We're getting savvier all the time. Thank you so much for exploring that. When we come to an existence, we used if you go to forthepeople.space, you will see a new update there. We come in as a one Merkaba. The mermaid's not here today, so she can rip me on what a Merkaba is and a Merkaba is. So we come in as one Merkaba, but it does have form. It does have a bit of but it's constantly evolving. It's not a shape per se. It's an endless evolving component of light. But if you were to look at its shape, you would say it has 12 components to it. Would it look like a snowball with little spikes on the outside of it? Yes, you know, it would keep moving and oscillating and so forth. So the oscillation, that oscillation component is what life is. So as you get inspired to do this or that, that component of 12 started expanding. Here you are, either collectively or individually. It doesn't really matter. We can always get back to that model of the 12. We can always go back. There's never a time you cannot go back. It's just whether you want to work with it, or you can be very singular. You can go as dark as you want. You can go as light as you want. It does not have deliberation. It does not have thought. It has all knowledge. So that's why I did my best to explain that if we were going to create a model for continuity, it will always look something like a snowflake, or if you freeze a water molecule, it looks something like that, but make it more like a ball with endless possibilities and direction in which it can go. Yet we favor the commonality when we're in a dualistic universe. We favor a relationship with a twin. We would favor that. Not to say it's exclusive, but when you're in a dualistic universe, many different universes, I'll assume everyone's starting to remember, this universe is dualistic. So you're going to want a dualistic relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're going to want, so you notice many teachers speak about yin and yang. Dark and light. See, this is a dualistic universe. So you're going to want a lover. You're going to want a partner that really can. The mermaid and I, we say all the time, no one can love me the way you do. No one's ever going to compete with the way you love. And no one can hurt me as much as you do. So it's, and we get to examine that and we get to play with that. And then we do our best to show it to you in the best we can. I hope that helps.
It does, and it's making a lot of sense. I was listening to Arrow. You know, Arrow is kind of like a reference. That video is kind of like a reference for me to go back time and time again, because I am remembering a lot. And the creation of this version of human is fascinating to me. And then when I look at it as you know, we're having the experience here with the control and the titles and all of that, everything is starting to make a lot of sense in what's going on around here. So I thought I'd ask that question. But thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. Make sure your group there just stays keeping up with me there. We're going to go ahead and get me. We're looking, looks like the new office we're putting together is about 8 days out. And then I'm going to open up all the phone lines so we can get some heavy lifting done. So thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And I'm going to allow others to come on and share. So thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
I'll do my best. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. I think somebody's already used that one. So I'm still taking calls. I just feel so. So anyway, let me give you some back story stuff so you guys can be a little entertained. I got to make sure I make time for my my updates for you guys. Behind the scenes at BBS Radio, right now, there's about a million people trying to call in. And BBS Radio is no small cookie. They've backed up the biggest boys in the world. But even when they do so much, it's just so fun to watch you guys call in. Never stop. BBS Radio wants you to bury them. They love this stuff so much. And I know I test them when I talk like this. One update. Asha, I'm so sorry I missed our call this week. Got a little bit of attention on this. My apologies, Asha. I'll work hard to get back to you as it is convenient for both of us. Let's go to the next caller, please. Thank you, Corinne and Donnie from Arizona, commenting on observations on a bridge person, a person that connects things, a bridge person, a person. Corinne, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Q. Love you, love you, love you. And Mermaid.
Oh,
and the crazy
Arizona people. Probably still wearing the MAGA hats.
Yes, we are, always.
Of course.
Probably, Q, probably. Q, here, you know, it's interesting and synchronistic that you brought up in recognition of oneself when you started out of the shoot. I feel, you know, and this is beautiful because actually, Leah, I love you, sis. I just wanted to say that to you because we're all part of loving Carrie's group, if you will, in synchronicity and spinning each other up. So you do that to us, Q and Mermaid and the whole team. So here's a thing I wanted to ask you, and I'm kind of moving fast only because I'm cognizant of the others, and this is really a short term. But in the bridge person that you've brought up quite a few times, and I feel on a personal level, and it applies to all, but here's a thing I would love to state and then ask you to extrapolate if you can. In observing oneself in this epigenetic body, okay, and recognition of what has occurred, I just feel into not being the being more the observer, but while I vacillate back and forth, Q, so it's knowledgeable and in my life that you forward to Don. And I, if you will, you pay it forward, meaning you spark our ISB, as Leah brought up, with the beautiful girl who calls the spirit the ISB or all there is and all there ever will be. That is my take on an ISB. But as the observer in peace, energy, and harmonics, is or in my heart is when I start really realizing when I move to a lower frequency, for lack of a better terminology, and when I'm in this frustration and anxiety or, you know, and then I now realize as the observer in my heart, light, peace, energy, holy cow, look what I just created. So not to judge, but just to ask myself, do I want that experience? And the answer is no, meaning, you know, I want to ground in light energy or be the authentic me and anchor in love and light to me and all beings on this cenote. So what I find as a bridge person is that absolute vacillation, if you will, of moving from that dark to light to dark to light. And then, but the light now is in that, you know, weighs heavier, if you will, in beauty and anchoring cue as the observer as to what you sparked our ISBE to recognize, and the only way I recognize it is to stay out of, step away from me, and to recognize. And the minute I recognize, I move mind to heart. I do the mind to heart drop immediately, and then discord, disconnect, and step away from all the dark. But not in fear, just in knowing that we're the creators, we're the divine creators, and navigate. In observing, that is when I can navigate my parallel realities to a creation of, like, the continuity of continuum in my creation. Could you expand on that? Because it's a forever, not forever. Oh, I don't want to create my own reality, but it's a spiritual journey, and it's always expansive too. Can you extrapolate on that? Did that make sense?
Yeah, that was great. Outstanding job that you had did. Now, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Please.
So if you said that to yourself 10 years ago, would you be the batshit crazy lady down the street?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So how'd you get here? Yep. So how'd you get here? I mean, so I don't see you falling for, a puppet master. I don't think I could trick you now. And you're starting to sort things out for yourself. So there's nothing I could say to actually sell you this story, is there? You came up with it on your own. Is that fair?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Please.
All right. Okay. It pains me to have people go look at movies or books. I don't think anybody needs anything outside themselves. But I also know where we're at collectively, that maybe these are okay tools once in a while. I see a lot of anti-programming, and I see a lot of programming in a lot of movies and a lot of books. I'll let you decide. But if you were going to model how you create your own universe, one movie that Robin Williams made, as you've heard me say, What Dreams May Come, there are some very, very limited, there is some material in there that will show you how you can adopt and endorse realities that aren't yours and that are yours, and what the outcome might be if you do that. If you've seen the movie, you'll know where that is. If you adopt drama, you're going to get drama as an example. If you adopt love and peace, affection for yourself, you're going to get that. It's tricky to endorse some of this material because it's also been programmed. Some of that movie has programs in it too, and it's going to hurt you. So it pains me to say go look at that, but that's more or less What Dreams May Come is not the title it was supposed to be, as an example. And so there's lots of trickery in it, but that's pretty much a pretty good model. If you're inspired, that's the way to sustain a beautiful life here, and you will live. I would expect most of us to live, I'd say, about 1,000 years. So in the body you're in right now is what I'm saying. Most of us will have no problem living 1,000 years if we removed our memory regarding time and space. And so that place where you stay in love and inspired, that's what extenuates your life. Does that make sense?
It totally does. So the frame of reference of where one comes from, Q, coming from the heart, that regardless of what epigenetic body we're in, you can read a book. You can, because it's all about navigating, you can read, you can go through a computer. I hate to utilize that, because I know you and Mermaid have emphasized that, but into my heart, if I'm doing something from my heart, like a project in my reality, I will say, my creation, currently I'll utilize the computer or an iPhone or whatever to navigate to my highest and greatest joy of assisting myself, assisting humanity, then as long as I'm aware of that from the heart, I'm very aware, I navigate as a light being of that particular source. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. Yep. No, you have it right. Okay. That thirst that you have to learn knowledge. And that's why I've done my best to say I'm on the fence about these computers because I've seen behind the scenes and I know how they can transmit alternative information into your head. And certainly they're running, they got microwaves, we've got EMF, you know, we got so much against us here in its relationship to Wi-Fi. But because we're so powerful, our thirst for information and communication might be able to overcome a lot of that because we are so powerful. So I'm in agreement with you until proven otherwise. I also want us to be careful. I want us to take great care because I also know how they can weaponize these machines very quickly.
I love you, Q. I thank you deeply, and I will conclude with that. And you, so I answered. But thank you for assisting my husband and I to navigate, because we've really, through you, are just sparked completely. And through so many other ISBs out there, Leah Bowe, and Zosia, Carrie, I mean, these guys are just, you know, y'all are Asha, the mermaid. I love you and the whole team. So thank you, thank you, thank you with all our great love.
Thank you. I can't do this without you. This place wouldn't exist without you. Beautiful, beautiful day. Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it going.
Love you, Q. Bye.
Good day. Bye, Donnie. All right. Donnie. Donnie's sporting his MAGA hat. Probably got MAGA underwear. Well, maybe we should turn it to make the world great again. Maybe we should have a different hat. I don't know. It's an idea. All right. Well, let me give you a couple updates while I'm excited here. Had a real strong meeting with Lucia Nicola Evans this week, and she is opening her doors to all of you. If you're in a relationship with yourself, your relationship with someone, maybe things aren't going great, or you got to get a hold of her. Children, families, maybe she doesn't, she's probably not focused on children, but you know, run things through her. She's ready to go. Anyway, I did record a show with her, and I'll probably try and get it up next week. And she'll have some contact information. And it's just thrilling. So if you do want to meet a light being, just give her a call. You will, it will change your life. And I've yet to see anyone who is not enthused. I got great documentation from our beautiful friends in Texas. Thank you so much about their relationship as well. Anyway, let's go on to another call here. I'll save the other updates here for a second. Make sure I don't run out of time. We are looking at Baltimore, Maryland, the in-between world. What is that all about? What is the in-between world? I think your name is Lola. Lola. Yeah. L-O-L-A, Lola. I know you've never heard that before.
No, I haven't. Nice to meet you, Q.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much for being a participant with me and being in my time, in my space, in my day.
Likewise. The in-between world, what is all that about? I'm seeing a lot of entities attached onto people. I don't quite know what I'm actually seeing, and they're walking around and they're either on skateboards next to people or strapped themselves next to people. Am I losing my mind?
Outstanding question. Way to go. Way to go. So we're at the end of the ascension cycle, and everyone's going to get their stuff back. You notice you couldn't talk this way 10 years ago, could you?
Oh, absolutely not. I think I'd be batshit crazy.
So things are changing. You're like, wait a minute. I think I saw that. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's where we're fighting the aliens. So we go over there, all the hyperspace wars we have, that's where I live. I have to take them out all the time. And I'm so sorry, everyone. You're in a war with aliens, and they're really good at making sure you don't know you're at war with aliens. They're just really good at it. You can't see them, and they know how powerful you are, because if you did see them, you would be able to remove them from your reality. So they know the game. They're very good at this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The in-between world. So let's get some work done here. All right. So calibrating and configuring yourself into your physical body is what you just basically said to me. You're kind of looking at one of the TV shows, but it's in between channels, or maybe a radio station is with, I almost got to 99.9. I got 100 so that's what you're all, everyone's capable of doing that now. If you slow down the calibration process, then you can catch the who's who in the zoo. So if you get slower, it's very difficult to explain. Of just watching things. So maybe when you go to walk, you just go a little slower. Just a little bit. And then that kind of trains you to observe the situation. And it's not the intrinsic suggestion of walking. It's just kind of watch before you make a statement or a thought. They hate it. They hate that.
I know.
They cannot stand. So whenever you get in a person who's just going, blah, 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 you go, hi, how are you? They'll run away. You won't even get you out. They'll be gone. Okay. Now, what the in-between world is a great question, because that means you are going in between the realities and timelines that were created for you, and now you're deciding whether you want to participate with them or not. Is that fair to say?
That's exactly, because sometimes they come a little near me, and I'm like, you know, back off, back off. I'm not the one you want to mess with, you know. And they will turn around, but then they'll come back, and I just see them. I see them, and then I look away. They know I can see them, so I'm thinking, because they know that I can see them, that they coming around more, or maybe just because I can see them, I may just feel that, but they're around.
Yep, right. So basically, the short, I'll get right to it. The in-between worlds, if you will, this time and space continuum between the next decision is what we're talking about here. So if I can make a human that doesn't know that they're actually creating a time-space continuum consistent. You're God, so you're creating that space and time. Well, if they show themselves, then you won't participate with them and they won't exist. That's what we're talking about here. But because we get so comfortable in our shoes, it's a shoe we're used to wearing. It works. Mm-hmm. We get this pattern recognition about the participation with them. So talking to great, great dear ones this week, we believe in this identity so much, but really this human was designed to be a bit lighter so that it wouldn't recognize its true self, its capacity and its capabilities. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the way to do it. Yeah. So the way to do it is don't let them see very good. Don't let them feel very good. Don't let them get all of their light body in them, knowing full well that we can. So now you're starting to see, feel, and getting all your light body back, and you're going, all right, somebody's played a trick on me, and I'm getting savvier. So the inner world that you're talking about, the in-between world that you're talking about, that's where I want us all to work on removing. So we want to get rid of that.
I can get rid of them. I can put them to sleep, or I'll say a word and they will just drop. Like I would say, I used to say words like obliterate, and then they will just fall out and just die, or they'll fall out, or sleep, and they'll just fall asleep, just drop where they are. So they tend to stay back, but there are one or two that will come close, and that's what I've been doing.
That's exactly how you do it. You do not tolerate anything attempting to oppose you forever. If you need to just lay napalm with your love. I command my spirit to destroy anything trying to affect me today. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, negatively. Or I command my spirit.
It worked.
Yep, they're gone forever. They're gone forever, I guarantee you.
Only a few will come back. But as soon as I say it, they wait to the last, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, they wait to the last. They start moving away. I said, good, don't come back.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the alien, we went after, three of us went after 15 alien ships that came in through, I don't want to give too much information because it'll create a reality, but they come in through a door. They can make a door from the lower dimensions. They come up to our level, and they're stealing people. And so we went after them, and we took them out. But we didn't get, two of them went back through the door, so they went back to lower dimensions. But we got 12 of them, interesting number. And they had about 1.5 seconds to come to the light or be terminated, and they all chose termination. So it's quite, they don't have the capability to choose the light is what we're seeing. They don't have the fortitude to say that's their, they want to get up higher, don't get me wrong. They want to get to a higher dimension. Mm-hmm. Frequency, but they don't really have any fortitude. They don't have abilities. So that's what I would call the in-between worlds, is they're just trying to participate with us, and then we're the ones creating the in-between world. So I hope that helps a little bit.
I kind of got that we're probably creating. Every time I clear, there's more, and I feel like, well, we're probably doing that. And you know, that's why they come around. But when I do the commands, they go away, and or if I obliterate them, then they go away. But one or two will come back. But I've noticed that when I'm around people, they get cleared. So I don't know.
You got it right. I'm blessed to know you and get to talk to you. It's our dedication to our heart is the solution for everyone. We'll live longer. We'll be happier if we would just stay a little more on the positive side of how we make decisions from our heart. This thing's all solved.
Exactly. Absolutely solved.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm not that crazy.
My love to you. Please keep up with me. Too. Please.
I will.
No matter what happens, please keep up with me.
I will. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you for helping so many people. I'm so proud.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good day. Bye-bye. All right. How am I doing on time here? What time is it anyway? Okay, I think I can do one more here. Let's see. We have Bulgaria. Healing from chemical poisoning. Yvonne from Bulgaria. Hello, how are we doing?
Greetings. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. It's a privilege and an honor. Thank you so much. How can I help you?
The privilege and honor is mine. So it's about my partner. She was poisoned with pesticides intentionally, like 5 years ago, and it's been constant battle. And of course, she got some intestine damage and internal organs damage. Fortunately, we are healers and we were able to recover her as much as possible, but there are still residual effects from this, and it was agricultural chemical poisons.
Okay, very good. I'm getting a little close on my deadline for this show, but Let me get you some information real quick here. So I'm able to read both of you because of your communication with me. So I'm going to get this out real quick. Okay. The best thing to do is to treat yourself like a heat exchanger. So we need a lot of heat, and we need a lot of water, and you need spring water. So So you are an amoeba. You're just a, as you know, you're just a piece of jelly with a lot of minerals in it. All right. So all you are is water. What you need to do is not only are the vitamins important that you see some of the people promoting with detoxification and so forth. Don't get too heavy handed on that. But the water, if you can get to a spring and stay on a spring for a period of time that's not affected by mechanics. So no mechanical water, get to a natural artesian spring. So what I mean by that is it's a positively displaced spring that doesn't have any contamination. What you do is you cycle through that. You'll have to find the frequency, but to me it looks like if you could just get to a spring, a true spring, and cycle tremendous amounts of water through you once a week, that number's probably going to work out for you, somewhere right in there. But what I mean, I want you to get in the spring. I want you to drink it for like 4 hours. That's what I mean. So your body is going to absorb it, and you're going to drink at the same time. It's a little tricky when you do it that aggressively, but because you're going to get really, really spacey. It's really it's a lot of work to do it, I know, but I would assume that within 90 days, if you did an alchemy or exchange with spring water in your area up in the mountains somewhere, I think you'd be doing just fine.
All right, spring water, where the natural spring is coming out directly, or just a spring like a stream?
You choose. But once you anneal yourself to the process, the water has memory. So the water wants to tell you what you need. Don't tell the water what you need. It's going to do it for you, because that's all you are is water. And so that's my suggestion. Yeah. I need to get some information out. So I'm so sorry I can't talk longer. I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you very much. All right.
Thank you. All right, so might have time for another call here, but let me get a couple things going here, make sure. We've had conversations about there's layers to the way you're going to get stimulated, the transition period that you're going through regarding the monetary system. There's going to be a time when you don't really care how much money you have in the bank. Well, you're not, for the bulk of it, you're not quite there yet. And so recognizing how to use conscious banking systems and gateways and so on, it's new to everyone. Let's just face it. But it's not new to us. So we've spent a good amount of time as, how are we going to use a lot of this reserves we have for you and distribute it to you? Will that help people get, you know, safe and peaceful? That's a big, big ask. Is do I, if we do get you a lot of stimulation of resources, does it help you or hinder you? So it's quite a question. And so we've decided to go ahead and use the reserves on a short term because it's my opinion, and that if I can get you some free time, it'll help you with your projects and so forth, and being your true self. The calls I'll have out this week, Ireland, the Ireland family, I need you to really look up your legacy homestead agreements in Ireland. So we want to work on that. You know the family. We want to get those buildings going for you. But I really want to reestablish the Homestead Act in, obviously, the UK and Ireland. So thank you for your patience. Not calling people just yet. I'm going to have you call into me to keep you safe. Austria, I'll be calling you this week. I'm going to go ahead and shoot me a message. I'd like to call you before 10 a.m. your time, Austria. Sorry for the people listening that have to bear with us, but we do have communication issues, as you can see. Let's see. We did the Lucia Nicola Evans. Her webpage has been updated. We already talked about that. As you can see, we're dragging you into disclosure. So keep up with me. I want to be a resource for you. I want to be the true disclosure. So please keep up with ForThePeople.space so you don't get tricked. So you can find yourself. This is all about you. Everything we're doing is for you, and I love you. I'll take one more call. Annette, the sunny south calling about helping people with land titles. The sunny south calling about helping people with land titles. What the hell is this crazy talk?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, please. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for everything that you've done this week. I've sent in a pile of the homestead requests. My question is, a bunch of people asking me, are we still going for the 160-acre thing for that, or are we going to just deal with the current project properties that they have? And a couple project people asking, what about larger properties that are going to be used for projects? Is that going to be the 160-acre thing?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I would favor holding our legacy commitments from our republic. I would favor that, but I'll leave it up to you. We're going to have, based on volume, we'll go over all those details. I think I'm probably... It looks like 8 to 9 days where I'm sitting at a desk a little more regularly so I can address these things. But I think we'll probably just set, you know, probably a midweek date of Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Pacific Standard Time. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I think we'll just do solid. You guys call in with all these questions. But I suggest we hold. We want to keep it clean as we can, is my suggestion. But you can segregate them too. You can split them up however you want. So I don't want to put a rule to it. I just like taking the legacy patent and then my suggestion, we hold us true to what we agreed upon as people, as spirits. We agreed that you're going to give us 160 acres. God, thank God you gave us. Oh, so glad you gave us 160 acres. Oh boy. Okay, so you see I'm a little flip on this kind of stuff, but come on, let's make it whatever we want. I just want to hold us accountable for what we all agreed on in the 1800s. Everyone deserves land, so I think it's okay to split them up. The ones we're reviewing right now, some of them are overlapping on county or state parcels. So that one really ticks me off because I noticed how the bad guys, Bill Gates and the gang, they went ahead and made parcels over multiple homesteads. And so now you don't have a homestead. There's a real argument, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question, a quick one?
Better be quick, baby.
All right. So I took your advice and pushed forward and became an assembly rep for my county in Florida. And a lot of pushback on locals saying, is it really an authentic government? We brought back our original one and it's brought back to life. But how are they going to bring in the authentic one and disappear the illegitimate one? Are you allowed to say that?
I am allowed to say that, but I'm running out of time. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we're going to take a lot of this stuff on. So stay tuned, and I'll have 1-800 numbers coming out to all of you. Thank you for calling in. I love you very much.
We love you, too. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful one.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. It's a good show today. I love you guys so much. Keep coming at me. It's all we can do is be with you. It's all we can do is to be with you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Hey, Ron, I'll be calling you too. And it's magnificent to get to do this. Great day to you.